Blog Talk Radio.
Watching some baseball, watching some football. It's a sports weekend.
Yeah, that's good. But, you know, of course, today is the 10th anniversary of 9/11. You know, of course, thousands of lives were affected. A lot of lives were lost. And today is a day of reflection and, you know, 10 years ago, a lot of people, you know, lost their lives and you know, a lot of people were affected directly. So I definitely want to send out my condolences to all the people who were directly affected by it.
Yeah, definitely a day to reflect and to remember those tragic events that happened 10 years ago. My condolences go out to all those families as well.
Yep. Hey, you know, before we switch gears, you know, to like sports, you know, because, you know, we're going to talk, the Yankees are playing right now, Giants are playing also, and then I'm going to also preview the Mets and Jets games that's going to come up like 2 hours after, about an hour and a half after the show is over.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, as usual, ended off with a little sports entertainment. But if, you know, anybody would like to call in to, you know, talk about sports entertainment, where you were at 9/11 10 years ago, or any, you know, anything anybody would like to talk about, you know, feel free to call in and give your opinion. But hey Mac, do you remember where you were at 10 years ago?
Yeah, I was going to college, my freshman year in Brooklyn College, and I was heading to school and I heard about it. Yeah, I woke up that morning and I turned on the TV and, you know, there was a news report on TV saying that a plane just crashed in the World Trade Center. And I was like, oh, you know, maybe it was just an accident or something, you know. And then as I'm going to school, I hear reports that another plane crashed into a building. But then later I'm hearing that it was a possible terrorist attack. And I was shocked, you know, because terrorist attack on, you know, America, guys, we haven't experienced that since the Pearl Harbor attack. Yeah, so it's been a while, and you know, I was trying to get through today, but I was thinking about it, and I was shocked like everyone else.
Yeah, your story is very similar to mine, because I was going off to college as well.
Yeah, we were in the same college.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know, but I think we were going. I think we had to go to. We had to go to, I think, Markey or Watson's class or something.
Yeah.
Watson's class.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how. I think my mom was watching TV, and then we were watching, I think, Seven, but then the thing went black. I think it blacked out. So then I think it cut off. I'm not sure, because I think on the news it was saying like a plane hit.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when the second plane hit, you know, it took away all the, you know, all the antennas were up on the World Trade, so
yeah,
that affected all the stuff. So I guess she put it on two, and afterwards we found out that, you know, both planes hit the thing.
Yeah.
And just watching the replays of the plane crashing into the thing, it was worse than science fiction. I mean, you thought you were watching Die Hard or, you know, like a science fiction or action movie, and, you know, the good guys win, and, you know, they avoid, you know, catastrophe from happening. But Fortunately, sometimes real life is, you know, a lot scarier than science fiction or any horror movie combined. And words can express, you know, how surprised, you know, I was, or anybody else who saw this.
Yeah, it was definitely a tragic, and this is a shocking day.
Yeah, and for me, I didn't have cable, so I couldn't watch. The only channel I could have watched it was Channel 2 for like an entire week.
Oh wow!
But I mean, that's a lot better than, you know, what people had to go through firsthand. I mean, my loved ones losing their lives. I mean, I had to go off to the, you know, the people who had to, you know, really suffer because of this.
Yeah. And I remember, you know, students outside of one of the buildings, Ingersoll Hall, they were watching it on TV. They were huddled in front of the TV watching the news reports. It was a very, very tumultuous, tragic day.
Yeah. One of those days, like, you know, if you're alive, you know, you remember, if, you know, when Martin Luther King was assassinated, or JFK, his brother Robert, you know, those, Princess Diana dying, it's like, or Michael Jackson, you know, people, you know, that, you know, iconic people, you know, when they pass away, it's like, you know, shocking.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
But this, I mean, this was, you know, a purely, you know, master evil planning. You know, this wasn't an accident it's a tragedy, but unfortunately, there's people that was behind this stuff. So, I mean, a messed up thing.
Yeah, let's hope it never ever has something never ever happens again like this again. Or else I'm gonna go after these people myself and kill them.
Oh my god!
Seriously, I'm gonna I'm going to go after these terrorists myself if something like this ever happens.
Well, hopefully this never happens again.
Yeah.
But, yes, you know, we'll switch gears. You were telling me off air that your Yankees were leading. What was it? You said they had a 2-run lead.
Right now, 6-5. Yankees are leading in the top seven, bottom seven, I should say. Rafael Soriano's pitching in relief. And yeah, and Yankees got two big runs in the top of the seventh. Angels outfielder, last name is Borges. He's supposed to be a predicted gold glove outfielder, but today he's made two errors in the outfield. So, yeah, Yankees looking to win this rubber game. This is this last game of this three-game series against the Angels. The California Angels of Los Angeles, Anaheim.
Yep.
And Red Sox lost today. Red Sox got swept by the D-Rays, or Rays, I should say.
Yeah.
So the Yankees can gain more ground on the Red Sox in the AL East division lead.
And
if Red Sox don't watch out, the Rays are going to overtake them in the wild cards.
Yeah, man. I mean, it seems like the only team they could beat is the Yankees.
Yeah, Rays, Rays are going to go to overtake them.
Yeah, if they can't beat anybody else. I mean,
yeah, let's not forget, Rays won the division last year, so, you know, they're still in this thing.
You got a shot.
Yep. They're a good team.
But, I guess we'll switch gears to the other team in the, you know, in the city, the Mets. They're going to play later tonight at 8 o'clock, you know, ESPN game. And, at 7:30, they're going to have a pregame ceremony, you know, to mark the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, Mets are trying to win the rubber game after losing yesterday, after trying to come back and had a lead, but Parnell blew it. And then afterwards, they had a walk-off win by Justin Turner on Friday. But today is almost the tenth anniversary to the Piazza game, which they're replaying on SNY right now.
Yep.
And Piazza, he hit one of his memorable, probably his most memorable home run as a Met on September 21st of 2001. So we're ten days away from that anniversary, but
yeah.
Today to commemorate 9/11, Piazza's gonna catch the ceremonial first pitch by John Franco. And some of the guys who were on the 2001 team, you know, they're gonna, you know, be there at the ceremony.
Yep.
Including the skipper, Bobby V is going to be there also. So
nice.
Well, hopefully Mets can win this rubber game here. And Parnell, I mean, this guy stinks, man. This guy's clearly not ready to be a closer.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be something to watch.
And speaking of something to watch, the Jets, man, they're gonna play later today, open up the season against the Cowboys.
Yep. Be interesting game. As you know, Jets have been predicting they'll win the Super Bowl last 2 years.
Yep.
This year they're hoping this will be the year, and they're gonna face America's team, Cowboys, who are, you know, very good this year. Gonna be a very good team, so it's gonna be a good game to watch tonight.
Didn't they get somebody off your team?
I think they could have gotten a couple people. I can't name them right now.
Yeah, I can't remember right now, but of course they got some guy from your team, from the Giants, but I can't remember right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it should be an interesting game. it's going to be Plastico Burris' first official game as a Jet.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Sanchez is going to, you know, this is going to be Mark Sanchez's third year.
Yep.
As the, you know, the QB. So hopefully, you know, he'll, you know, lead the charge. This will be the first step of them finally clinching the division.
This is at Cowboys Stadium, right?
No, I believe it. No, it's here.
Oh, okay. It is in New Jersey. Okay.
So, you know, let's just hope, you know, they could pull it off.
Yep.
Plot this win. You know,
obviously
we know, you know, they'll be, you know, both teams will be distracted thinking about, you know, 9/11, but, you know, as a professional, you know, they'll most likely, you know, try to, you know, keep their mind on the game a bit for at least a couple of hours. But speaking of another team that plays in the city, or technically New Jersey, your Giants, they're playing right now.
Yeah, they're down right now, 24-14. At the beginning of the second half, Eli Manning's pass was deflected by Ryan Kerrigan. Ryan Kerrigan went into end zone to score a touchdown. So right now the Giants are behind. They're trailing 7 points right now. So hopefully they could come back and win this damn thing.
What quarter are they in? Third, I believe?
Yeah, it's third. There's about 8 minutes left. Just over 8 minutes.
That time. But
By the way, in the 2011 U.S. Open, Serena Williams made it all the way to the finals, but she got beaten by this Samantha, I don't know her last name. Samantha something. Oh, Samantha Stosur. She's the second Australian woman to win the U.S. Open.
Thanks for that tidbit, man.
Huh?
I said thanks for the tidbit.
Yes. I was just looking through the channels and I saw that.
But yeah, her Serena's sister Venus, she has a problem. I forgot what they called it. I don't know if you heard about that.
Pregnancy?
No, she had, I forgot what's the name of the, it's like a disease, but, I mean, I don't think there's a cure, but it's not a serious one. I think it just makes her tired.
Oh.
I can't remember the name of the thing.
I remember that, I think Oprah had that also. I can't think of it right now.
Yeah. I might have started with an S, but I'm not sure. I don't remember the name of the thing.
Oh.
Well, you know, hopefully, you know, she'll, you know, get through it. Hopefully it won't be the end of her career. She'll find some way to, you know.
Yeah, she'll cover. Yeah.
But, good luck to her. But,
at least she recovers from this.
Yep. But, you know, players, when they're, you know, once they get towards the end of their career, you know, they want to go out on their own terms. But sometimes, you know.
Well, she's still young.
Well, yeah, but she's a, I mean, she's a veteran. I mean,
yeah.
The game. Huh? I mean, how long she's been in the game, like?
Well, that's because they started when they were like young,
maybe
teenagers,
maybe even younger than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've probably been in the game for like almost 20 years or so.
Yeah, maybe you're 15 or something like that, yeah.
Yeah. But, what was I going to say? Well, good luck to her, you know. And Serena, she was recovering from an injury, too. I think she was out for, like, I think a year.
Yeah, I think that injury is called anal. Oh, big butt. The big butt. No, so she was recovering from a leg injury, I think, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, she looked great in this U.S. Open, and she advanced to the finals, but she fell short today.
Yep. Guess it was in the cards for today. But, you know, she's won multiple titles. A Grand Slam winner, I believe.
Yeah.
But,
And she has a big booty. She does.
I don't think you can find a segue for that. But, I guess we'll shift gear lastly to, WWE.
Yep. Sports Entertainment.
Yep. What was I going to say? Wasn't the Monday when they fired Nash?
Yeah, it was.
Right. They fired Nash. He was last week he was scheduled to fight CM Punk. But then this Monday he got fired, most likely for storyline purposes.
Yeah, and Kevin Nash, I don't know, he seems like a person who can't remember his script. He can't follow his script.
Yeah, this is going back all the way to, like, WrestleMania 11.
Yeah. I mean, when he talks, it's like, you know, he's thinking. Thinking of what he has to say.
But, yeah, I mean, CM Punk is, like, just owning him on the mic.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. I got to give it to CM Punk. He's, like, he does have some personality.
Yeah. He really, he really raised up his level. I mean, not only in the ring, but on the mic. I mean, ever since the his feud with what's his name? I'm trying to remember. Jeff Hardy, like, say two or three years ago.
Yeah, man. When I go to Survivor Series, I'm looking to see CM Punk.
Yeah, that's another dude I'm looking forward to see. Hopefully, be able to see it,
Well, I've been to CM Punk for a couple of years now. I like the guy. I like the whole straight edge thing. I don't think I'm still mad at WWE for, vanquishing that idea. Yeah.
But it was good, but what really killed it is when they fired Serena and two, when they just made him go inside a lopsided supposed rivalry with Big Show. I mean, he had like two or three people fighting Big Show, and he still can't beat him.
I know, I hated that.
That's why it goes to my theory that, Giants, they shouldn't be good guys unless they're fighting another Giant.
I know.
It doesn't make any sense it makes as much sense as making Rey Mysterio a heel and make him fight against Great Khali as a good guy.
Right.
It just wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Where's the David versus Goliath, scenario? I mean, who's the underdog? How's the guy who's like several hundred pounds bigger than and a foot or two taller than his opponent? I mean, is that how are you gonna take a rivalry like that seriously?
Yeah, that's crazy. Be crazy.
Ridiculous.
But yeah, I mean, CM Punk is definitely stepped up his game, man. He's one of the top heels/heroes right now.
Yeah, I think he's like really the guy who's like really over. I mean,
yeah.
Cena, I mean, he's over with the ladies and their kids.
Mm-hmm.
The guys, who are over the age of 15. They're not Cena fans anymore ever since he got the Word Life gimmick.
Yep.
Randy Orton, he's popular. But me, I just, I don't know. It's like they're doing John Cena part two.
Yeah,
it's like,
pretty much.
Randy Orton's more aggressive, of course.
Yeah.
It's like they're literally ripping off Stone Cold. Cena is a ripoff of Hulk Hogan. And Randy Orton is a copycat of Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
Even the way how he holds the title when he's a champion.
I know. It does look like that.
Why don't when he's on the turnbuckle, why don't he just do the Legend Killer sign with one hand and hold the title with the other hand? Stone Cold's Stone Cold salute.
Yeah. It's exactly like that. Stone Cold all over again.
Yeah, Orton, really getting over, but to me, I like the original Legend Killer gimmick better.
Me too.
I do. Don't get me wrong. I like some of his movesets. Of course, he still got the.
I like his music.
Yeah, that's not bad. Also, I like the punt.
Yeah.
He rarely uses it. But it's like he uses the same moves over and over again.
Yeah.
I mean, he has some good movesets. I admit that, but it's like, you know, it's not predictable. I mean, it is predictable. That's the problem. I'm not Kevin Nash here.
Yeah.
I'm not reading a script. But can't remember what else happened. Well, of course, Night of Champions is coming up.
Yep.
I don't remember what else. Of course, Triple H is going to fight CM Punk. Because, you know, CM Punk, you know, has been talking about him and his wife. And now he, you know, how Stephanie has the balls and the family and all those other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's always making fun of Triple H and Stephanie wearing the pants and the family.
It's a funny few. I just think they should have they rushed the Triple H one. I think they should have held off to Triple H, you know, him versus Triple H, maybe Survivor Series or, you know, a little longer than that.
You think so?
I think so.
I was expecting maybe another John Cena match between him.
Yeah.
CM Punk and John Cena, but yeah, I guess you're right about that. They probably did rush it.
Yeah, because apparently Nash was supposed to go, but I think doctors saw, you know, he wasn't ready yet. But it's nothing serious. He should be. They do expect him to fight. What's his name? CM Punk. Soon. I don't know when, but.
And Nash should retire.
Well, yeah, Nash totally should retire.
He's getting old.
He's like 50-something years old.
Yeah, I mean, come on, retire already. This is not, you know, freaking. This is not the new generation era, you know?
Yeah. This is even the end of your era.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his name? CM Punk was saying that how, you know, the click, you know, the click is back. The only click, you know, people want to hear is when they change the remote. When or something like that. That phrase, what he said.
Funny dude.
But yeah, it should be interesting. And Mark Henry versus Orton. I mean, Mark Henry is finally getting a push. I mean, neither one of us is, you know, are Mark Henry fans. But it's interesting to see if, you know, if he's just a paper, you know, a paper contender, like they did to R-Truth, you know, thinking that, you know, maybe he might finally get a shot at the title. But then they bury him all the way to the bottom. So,
yeah, but Mark Henry has become a top villain.
Yeah.
And like you say, he's finally getting booked.
Yeah, I'd like to see him win the title and see how it is.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, Orton is like almost on is like on Cena level right now.
Yeah, you're right.
It don't matter if they lose the title. It's like 3 days later, they're going to win the title back again. Or
yeah, they win it back.
That's why the title's already like 10, at least like 10 already. Giants next week also. I want to thank you, Pauly, for coming on. I want to thank everybody for listening. Today, you know, it's the 10th anniversary of September 11th. Hopefully, you know, people will, you know, reflect on it and never forget the people that were affected. I want to thank you all for listening to the show. See you guys later.